Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 291 for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly lower Wednesday morning, following the losses seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Canola values were anywhere from $1 to $4 lower, the most active May contract down $2.60 at $465.10 per ton. Further spillover pressure came from the weakness seen in Malaysian palm oil futures and overnight activity. The large global oilseed supply situation and ongoing expectations that South America's soybean crop will be record large added to the bearish tone. However, the downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar limited the losses as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Expectations that spring road bans will slow the movement of canola in Western Canada over the next few weeks were also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly in the red. Soybean futures were anywhere from 10 to 15 cents lower, May down 15 and a quarter cents at $9.97 a bushel. News that logistics problems in Brazil are improving weighed on the market, as buyers are now more likely to turn to the country for their soybean needs. Generally favorable weather for South America's record large soybean crop added to the bearish tone. However, slow farmer selling in the U.S. and rumors that Argentine producers are planning to stop grain sales for 3 days in a protest against the government limited the losses. Corn futures were also softer following the decline seen in wheat and soybeans. Values were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower, May down 3.5 cents at $3.87.5 a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar index and reports of strong competition on the export market from Ukraine also contributed to the losses. However, slow farmer selling in the U.S. and expectations of smaller U.S. acreage this spring helped to limit the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were lower, values anywhere from 5 to 11 cents softer, May down 11 cents at $4.95 a bushel. News that foreign buyers continue to buy wheat from other countries and not the U.S. because prices are too high undermined the market. Further downward pressure came from the strong U.S. dollar, improving weather for U.S. winter wheat and the large global supply situation. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Taryn Shields.